Blog Talk Radio.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, do ordain and establish this Constitution,
my fellow Americans,
the United States of America.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for
this nation. Under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
So sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
From the very heart of the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America, from the soul of the Bellwether State, Missouri Grassroots Radio is live.
Missouri is the Bellwether State. First to vote against Obamacare. We are Missouri Grassroots Radio Network. This is Tuesday night, and I am not Von Carriker. Von's still off on a family emergency. We're going to replay one of her more popular shows and better rated shows tonight, the show Veterans with Hope. I've communicated with Vaughn as recently as yesterday. We have every belief that Vaughn will be back with you next week with a live version of Show Me Common Sense in her usual conservative and controversial way. Tonight's show, Veterans with Hope, is a taped show. Do not call in. This is not a live show. I'm Dave, and here comes Vaughn.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Von Carriker, and you are listening to Show Me Common Sense on Missouri Grassroots Radio. If you're interested in calling to talk to us tonight, the guest call-in number is 347-677-1835. That is 347-677-1835. And because we happen to be sandwiched between two really wonderful holidays, we will be talking about veterans issues for Missouri veterans. Our host, which is me, is going to be interviewing our guest, and that would be Nick Brooks of Veterans with Hope, Farmington, Missouri. I'm sorry, I have the hiccups. Let me stretch that out. Okay, there we go. Anyone with a good hiccup cure probably ought to call me. Okay, last weekend, Armed Forces Day. A lot of people don't know what that is. I didn't know what that is for many, many years. I had to look it up. Armed Forces Day, celebrated every year on the third Saturday of May, and it's a day we pay tribute to the men and women who serve in the U.S. Armed Forces. The young people don't realize that the Armed Forces includes more than the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and the Air Force. It also includes Coast Guard, the National Guard, and the Reserve Units, although the Reserve Units and the National Guards have funky schedules. They're not always around to celebrate Armed Forces Day or even Armed Forces Week because of their unique training schedules. So a lot of people get out, they celebrate by, you know, saluting the flag, paying their respects at memorials. You'll see a support the troops motorcycle ride here and there, a lot of parades, other local celebrations, and some educational activities for the kids. So if you haven't had the pleasure of going out on a weekend or during Armed Forces Day, go ahead and get out and see what's out there. A lot of communities do pay tribute to our veterans on those days. Now, this coming weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and it's a little bit different. Memorial Day weekend is the day that we pay tribute, the whole weekend actually, to our fallen heroes. I don't know about you all out in the listening world here, but I am a child of a military family. I have cousins, uncles, teachers, neighbors, people I grew up with, played with, scrapped with all my life, who were in the military. Some of them have lost their lives. I was looking today on the Missouri Veterans Commission website. They keep track of our fallen Missouri heroes, and I think I got a little lump in my throat. I saw that we had people who've been lost from my neck of the woods down in New Madrid County. I see that we've lost people in Farmington. We've lost people in Festus, Kirksville, Baldwin, Kansas City, Park Hills, it gave me a lump in my throat to realize how many people, how many men and women have died in service to this country. And the list I was looking at only covered 2002 to the present. There are 139 names of Missourians who've given their lives for their country, who are being celebrated this weekend. And I say humbly from the very bottom of my heart to their families, the widows, their children, their brothers and sisters, I thank you for their service. They gave the ultimate sacrifice. I respect that. Now, a lot of people don't realize that Memorial Day was officially something that started in 1868. The good General John Logan, who commanded the Grand Army of the Republic. And at that time, what they did was place flowers on the graves of Union and Confederate soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery. Sacrifice is sacrifice. The country's Civil War had ended. It was time to unify this nation again. And that was one of the things that was done. You know, the South did not acknowledge Memorial Day for a long time. They honored their dead separately until after World War One. And then now it became something that was celebrated in every state on the last Monday in May. So, even though there are separate days to honor the Confederate war dead, for the most part, the nation celebrates Memorial Day and honors all of its fallen warriors the last weekend of May. So, if you have not had a chance to get out to any one of the cemeteries where you'll see family members laying wreaths on graves and paying respect and paying tribute to their fallen loved ones, it's an opportunity for you to remember that you may have some in your own family line. You may have a friend. You may have a high school companion or an elementary school playmate who's now gone. It may be a great opportunity to go out there and say thank you to that person. Now, touching on a little bit of news we will be addressing, I hope, with our guest Nick Brooks, the new bill that Governor Nixon signed into law. And that's supposed to bring a lot of money into the Missouri Veterans Commission coffers. Because if you don't know, if you haven't heard, they don't have any. There are maybe 6 or 7 veterans nursing homes in Missouri, and they have 1,350 beds. But they have a waiting list of almost 1,700. And hopefully this bill is going to bring, we hope, $50 million into the coffers to help build maybe a new nursing home for veterans in Missouri, maybe bring in some revenue to do some things that veterans desperately need, maybe expand on the facilities that are already in existence, maybe bring in some staff to assist the ones who are working there right now. So hopefully we'll be able to take care of some things with some of this money. If you have an opinion on this new casino patron fee, it is a $1 fee, an increase in the cost of entering a casino. If you have any opinion on that, feel free to call us. The number is 347-677-1835. We're going to be talking veterans for the entire hour. After the break, I'll be back with Nick Brooks. You're listening to Missouri Grassroots Radio.
Hey, free market capitalist Missouri business owners, show Missouri and the rest of the country what hardworking, successful entrepreneurship looks like by advertising your business on Missouri Grassroots Radio. Get your message out to liberty-loving citizens who want to support liberty-loving capitalists. Target this unique and widespread market with your business's unique and valuable products and services. Contact us at info@MissouriGrassrootsCoalition.org for details.
To be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Hello, Welcome. This is Von Karaker on Missouri Grassroots Radio. I am on, and this is Show Me Common Sense. If you haven't heard, this is our very second show, so welcome to number two. I am on, not right now, with Nick Brooks of the Missouri branch of Veterans with Hope. Nick, is there another branch of Veterans with Hope, or is this it?
We're it.
Yeah, well, we are it.
We're the parent company for it, our start. Yeah.
Tell everyone listening what Veterans with Hope does.
Well, basically what our mission is we are a center for veterans and their families. Now, this is something that the VA really doesn't have the monetary support or facilities to do this, so we offer it not only to the veteran, but a place for their families to come and find out what they can do to help their veteran transition back into civilian life and the problems they face from post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injury.
Nick, could you speak a little bit about post-traumatic stress disorder? I think this is something that's trended in the news before, but a lot of people don't understand what it is, and they just see the stories of soldiers who've snapped and maybe gone on a killing spree.
Okay.
Can you talk a little bit about it?
Sure, sure. Now, post-traumatic stress disorder is not something just exclusive for the military. You know, people who have been involved in any kind of a traumatic situation in their life, you know, will experience this, you know, with the flashbacks, nightmares. But in those instances, like a car wreck, a fire or something, the psychiatrist can work with them and get them over it. With a veteran who goes into combat every day and puts his life or her life on the line, you know, this stays with you, you know, and it's something that over a period of time, you know, we learn, we never get cured from it, but we learn how to use coping skills to help us, you know, notice what our triggers are and when we're feeling depression coming on, you know, that also attributes to our flashbacks, our nightmares, and our anxiety, you know, that we experience. You know, we're hypersensitive to security. You know, I know myself and a few of the other vets, I was going around making sure all the windows and doors and, you know, everything was locked, and would get up several times through the night when I first got back from Vietnam, you know, just doing this, you know, and I was afraid to close my eyes because I had the flashbacks, and the we're also triggered by sense of smell, certain sounds. A lot of vets with helicopters are thunder and lightning, 4th of July, any place they put, they have high explosives or high noises. We're sensitive to that. Crowds. We, for a long time, I couldn't go into, well, we didn't have Walmarts then, but we had JCPenney's and Sears, and, you know, that I just didn't feel comfortable going in there. I was constantly on alert, and a lot of times I forget what I went in there for.
Yeah. Von Karaker with Missouri Grassroots Radio talking with Nick Brooks of Veterans with Hope. Nick, which war did you serve in?
I was in combat in Vietnam. I served on in Panama when Noriega was down there because of a special code I had with the Navy. And then I was over in Lebanon when they bombed the barracks over there. And down in Grenada, I was aboard ship. And then Desert Storm, first Desert Storm.
So you have a vast amount of wartime actual combat experience, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
And is that one of the reasons why you became the head of Veterans with Hope?
Well, I won't say I'm the head of Veterans with Hope. It was conceived by eight veterans that, you know, it was thanks to the VA administration that forced us to it when they took away our therapist and left us high and dry, so we continued our groups, and we said, why can't we do this for other veterans? You know,
well,
and right now I'm the sole surviving one still here in Missouri. You know, the guys have scattered and went to different places for job commitments and stuff, but yes, to answer your question, that is why I wanted to give something back, because I'm 100% disabled. You know, I couldn't hold a job because of my post-traumatic, my mental capacity or so, or illness. You know, and that's what it is. It's MIA, Mental Illness Anonymous. We have those meetings for us to learn to cope with, you know, what we're going through, you know, so people don't think we're crazy.
Right. I think that's a common misconception that people with post-traumatic stress disorder cannot function in the real world. But they can. Isn't that correct?
Yes. Yes, they can. With education of the public and understanding, you know, and the realization that, you know, if you give the support to the veteran, you know, and help them, you know, to realize that they're not worthless, they're not just killers, you know, that they have useful traits. A lot of our vets come out of the service with very useful traits that can be, you know, used in the civilian world, you know.
Now,
and so the employers would get somebody that's mission-orientated, you know, where they'll you give them an assignment, you know, a job to do, and they're going to do it.
Now, that's one of the primary missions of Veterans with Hope, I understand it, is to get jobs for veterans. Now, help me out here. Didn't it used to be the case that if you were sent off to do battle for this country, your job was held for you until you came back, if you came back at all?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well, basically, you know, on something like that was that through politics, you know, and other bureaucracy mumbo-jumbo, that was taken away because they were saying, well, is the war necessary? It's an all-volunteer, you know, not draft. That only pertained to draftees, you know, and not to the guys that, you know, now we don't have the draft, and our young men and women are volunteering to go, you know, giving up, you know, their future, their life to serve their country. You know, and then they come back, and they're told, sorry, we replaced you.
Now, I'm on the phone with Nick Brooks of Veterans with Hope. If you have a question for Mr. Brooks, you can call in at 347-677-1835. Nick, I am from the country, the deep country, the deep treeless country in southeast Missouri. And unless you owned land and unless you were college prep, you had very few choices in what you were going to do as a high school graduate. And a lot of people I grew up with chose the military as an alternative to welfare or menial laboring jobs in the field. The veterans you see, are they different from the ones I grew up with?
No. No, Bonnie, they're not, because, you know, we don't have the draft anymore. So, you know, our young men and women that are going in now at a high school age, are they have a choice. And they look at it and they say, well, I can't go to a tech school and learn to be a, you know, a super mechanic, but here the Air Force, Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard all offer me these schools plus college afterwards. You know, so they're not geared to be career, you know, military. That's their choice at the end of their enlistment. But they go in a lot of times for the technical training. You know, and they work with a lot more sophisticated gear. You know, where a vet compared to a college grad that went to ITT Tech, you know, they work on that gear for 4 to 6 years, hands-on, and they repair it. Where the ITT Tech just has that, you might say, schooling, but really no practical experience, where our veterans do. And if they come out with new technology during their enlistment, they're allowed to go to those schools and upgrade. So the people that hire a vet are hiring somebody that's highly skilled in the profession that the government invested in.
That's wonderful, actually. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk to you about some of the other things that Veterans with Hope does. For instance, say you have a disabled veteran, and he needs to have a ramp built onto his home. Can he come to you for help?
Sure, sure. And we can run the paperwork, you know, if he's rated by the VA, you know, and then we can help him get that and go through the process of getting the grant from the VA. You know, and then we have veterans here. That's why I say one of the things we do is we ask them what their job skills, you know, and what, you know, they have in as far as like carpentry or electronics or electricity or something like that, a small engine repair. And we try to put them out there to help the vet, you know, and not overcharge, but, you know, they can both, disabled vet gets the help they need and at a reasonable price. And the veteran gets to do something that's practical, and he gets a sense of helping, being useful in the community.
And that is outstanding.
And we keep none of the money, none of the money from this grant. That goes, that's strictly up to the disabled vet and the veteran that, you know, we send over for the, you might say, the interview for the job, you know, and how much they're going to pay. The Veterans of Hope is a nonprofit organization. Our staff are all volunteers. We have no paid staff. So we rely on fundraisers, donations, and grants to keep our doors open.
So this isn't one of these situations where someone would give you $100 and $80 of it would go towards so-called administrative costs, and $20 might make its way to help a veteran directly. Is that correct?
That's correct. Everything we take in for the vets, and that pays the bills to keep the doors open and keep our copying machines with ink and paper, our computers, you know, up. We have a few guys that are very good with computers, so we've had everything donated to us, and they resalvage the computers so that we can have them here for the veterans. You know.
Okay. So let me understand this correctly, and you feel free to let me know if I've gotten it wrong. Mm-hmm. Veterans with Hope does a lot of things. They wear a lot of hats over there. One of the big things that you do is job placement for veterans. The other thing you do is you serve as a place where people can meet to discuss mental illness issues related with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, or just come in and have a cup of coffee with other veterans, you know, and relax. We have a TV lounge with a 60-inch TV screen. You know, we have a library now, thanks to you and your friends to filling it out for us. You know, and we have fax capability. We can make copies for them. We have the computer set up at no charge to the vet. You know, and like I said, if they just want to come down here and hang out with other vets and, like we used to say in the military, swap lies and see stories, you know, and just find a place to relax. And the families, too. You know, they can come down. We have peer support groups for both the veteran and the family, the spouse, you know, of the veteran that wants to know about what they can do to help their veteran and signs of post-traumatic and TBI. And we have resources at our disposal. You know, we work closely with East Missouri Action Agency, you know, the different veteran organizations, you know, as far as when we help them get all the material for their claim, then we ask them which one they want to go to handle their case. You know, we try to set up an appointment for them, you know, and make sure they get there. If we have to take them, and that's another thing, we offer rides to them, for them. You know, right now we're using our own vehicles, you know, and we're paying for the gas out of our pockets. You know, we don't get reimbursed by the center, but it's because we want to give back. You know, we want to help the veterans, especially myself and a couple other Vietnam vets here. You know, we remember the way we were treated when we got back.
You know,
we don't want that to happen to our veterans now.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because I was talking about that with another person who happened to be a veteran. It's true that Vietnam veterans in particular, and actually exclusively the Vietnam veterans who were the only members of the military at any war that we've ever had, who were universally reviled and spit upon by American citizens when they were returning to the U.S. Is that true?
That's true. That's true. You know, you weren't allowed to wear your uniforms, you know, because of what they were associated with, even though your intentions wasn't to go to war. No, nobody that joins the military ever feels that they're going to go to war, but we have armed forces in case. You know, 9/11 is a good example of it. You know,
mm-hmm.
In case, you know, then we're ready. You know, so, you know, it was hard for us to take because that was rejection. And see, that's another attribute of post-traumatic is rejection. We veterans have had a hard time and still working with rejection, you know. We have to work through that and realize that if the person says, no, let's do it this way, it's not a personal slight, you know. So a lot of us from Vietnam have thanks to the VA, finally recognizes it, have been able to work through that. You know, now we've got the thing with our young men and women coming back that have the same thing.
Now, there is a book, I think it's available at your facility, and I'm going to remind people again, we're talking with Nick Brooks of Veterans with Hope, and if you want to ask a question of Mr. Brooks, the number is 347-677-1835. Now, Nick, there's a book at your office that's available to people for free, is that correct?
Yes, yes it is. It's called Tears of a Warrior, and it's I've read it, you know, and could identify with it. And the wife did this, started doing research. Her husband is a Vietnam vet, and to find out, you know, why his mood changed. She knew him before he went in, and then to change it afterwards. And she did extensive research on it because the VA at the time didn't recognize it. You know, and so in the process, she learned a lot, kept her family together, helped her husband, and got a PhD.
I read the book. Actually, yeah. It was eye-opening. I had no idea. I really didn't. So for people who are listening and are interested, you can go to the main office of Veterans with Hope and pick up that book for free. Which brings me to my next question. Where is your office?
Well, we are located at 111 West Liberty in the Colson Law Firm building. And we're right up from between the two courthouses on Liberty Street. You know, when you get to the end of the, between the two court buildings.
Oh, the Circuit Courthouse, the big one,
yeah,
that everyone knows about.
Right.
And the old county, the old city jail?
No, it's the both the ones downtown. I guess, I don't know, I always knew them as the courthouse, and then the annex that they built.
Oh.
Okay, and then we're right up the street. And we're at the end of the buildings that the Colson Law Firm has. And what's nice about it, when you look at it, it's got the old New Orleans-style veranda on top.
I remember.
Yeah, and our sign is out in front, hanging on underneath there. And we're on the window that says Veterans with Hope, Inc., Veterans Family Center.
And is that facility big enough to handle what you're trying to do?
Right now... you know, yes and no, because it was when we first started. But now we're getting a little more notoriety and a lot more veterans coming in. So our goal when we started was in 5 years, hopefully, to have enough from grants and that to build a bigger facility. You know, using the veterans' suggestions, you know, on what they want.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now... we're going to take a short break here in a minute, but when we get back, I'd really like to delve into some of the stories of some of the guys and women who've walked through your doors. I think that those are things that are fascinating. Some of it's probably going to break our hearts, I think, but I think it's something that needs to be discussed. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening in with Von Karaker at Show Me Common Sense, and I am with Nick Brooks, the leader of Veterans with Hope, which is located in Farmington. And when we get back, we're going to talk about some of the people to whom we owe so much and to whom we can actually still offer help. Ladies and gentlemen, Von Karaker, Missouri Grassroots Radio.
Okay, Missouri Patriots, I don't have to remind you that our ancestors fought and died for our right to exercise our voices and shape government in the interests of the people. And yet, in most elections, less than 20% of the population bothers to vote. Gas prices are outrageous, the economy is a disaster, and we are being regulated to death. Bad government and weak leadership are destroying the American way of life on a national and state level, and it's time to send a message to Washington, D.C. and Jefferson City and tell them we have had enough. If you're not registered to vote, the deadline to be eligible to vote in the August primary is July 11th and October 10th for the general election in November. The Patriot Revolution begins in 2012, and it happens at the polls. Vote in the August primary and the November general election, and bring a friend. The Constitutional Republic depends on it.
And the government of the people
by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Ba, 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 ba. That song always gets me. I don't know why. Must be the drum roll in the middle. I'm on with Nick Brooks of Veterans with Hope. You're listening to Von Karaker. This is Show Me Common Sense on the Missouri Grassroots Network. Our call-in number, if you're interested, is 347-677-1835. Nick Brooks, I'm going to welcome you again to our second ever airing of Show Me Common Sense. Thank you for coming on to the show.
Well, you're welcome, and thanks for having us. We appreciate that.
Hey, I appreciate you. You can tell me, if you don't mind, and tell the listeners, what have you done to raise awareness for Veterans with Hope? Because my understanding is it's not been around that long.
No, we're 18 months, you know, in this location. And what we've done is we've had fundraisers, and we've passed out, you know, our brochures and information, you know, like Cardinal baseball calendars with our address on it, ink pens, letter openers, coolie cups. You know, and we were at the Country Days last year, and we had a raffle on a scooter, but we also gave out more of our information. We had balloons, which we're going to have again this year, for the children, well, even the adults, you know, because I wear one.
I would, too. You're going to be at Country Days in Farmington this weekend, or not this weekend, first weekend in June, is that correct?
Right, first and second. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Now, you mentioned pens, letter openers, cup holders.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, I was just there a couple of weeks ago. I don't remember getting a cup holder.
Well, we ran out of them. You know,
okay.
I didn't even get one. You know, we gave them all out. I didn't even get one. So, you know, my soda has to be held in my hand, you know, without a cup holder.
I'm going to go off on a slight tangent because this has always bothered me. Mm-hmm. My veterinarian says my dog is overweight. But truthfully, she has a sports injury. She has a torn ACL. And he has no respect for the true Olympians, I think. Or actually, she, in this case.
Mm-hmm.
You have dogs at the office who are not going to be winning any races anytime soon.
No. But I got a neat email from a friend of mine, fellow vet.
Yeah.
And one of my life that said, "You're not fat. You're just easy to see."
That's beautiful.
And I like that. So that's why I tell Bubba, who's my overweight pug, you know, I said, you know, because we used to say, who's not fat, who's just fluffy? Well, now we tell him he's just easier to see.
Yeah, I bet you all that loose fur and loose skin and extra winter fur makes Bubba and Daisy, right?
Easy
to see. Now, I also, the last time I was at your offices, saw another dog. Tell me how pets play a role in helping veterans cope with the stresses of post-traumatic stress disorder.
They have a calming effect on us. You know, they because, you know, you can scold them 1 minute, and 2 minutes later they climb up in your lap, they forget. You know, they love you, they're with you. Bubba won't let me out of his sight since my last heart attack and blood clot that I was in the hospital over. He missed me for 2 days. And, you know, and I do get that sense of, you know, I got to care. Here's responsibility. You know, so they got to be fed. They got to be given water and taken to the vet and groomed. You know, so it gives me a sense of responsibility to get out of myself, you know, when I first started, you know, through my therapy for this.
You know, do a lot of veterans tend to have pets?
Hey, you know, we found the majority of them do. The majority of them do, and they all have the same comment. If it wasn't far, you know, at times I don't know what I'd have done. You know, yeah, and I said I can relate. Most of our vets here can, you know, that we're animal lovers, and you know, our puppies come in, you know, and they greet everybody. I think everybody that comes in here knows them. You know, a paper lady or a mailman.
Yeah,
they all know them. And if they're not here with us, you know, then they say where they at. You know, after they ask how we're doing, of course.
After.
But they always ask. Yeah, they always ask, "Where's the puppy? Where's my buddies?" You know.
Well, I think that's wonderful that you have pets there. Mm-hmm. They are adorable, and I enjoyed watching Daisy make her running start and her three attempts to get on the couch. That was kind of cute.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, you're doing a lot of work with veterans, and it appears that you're having some success with it. Has there ever been a veteran who's come through your door that you haven't, whom you haven't been able to help?
Yes, we had one case, and that was about a year ago, right after we opened it. We opened in September of 2010, and I guess it was about right after we were open, maybe November. But it came in, and we went through what he had, and we got some of his records and everything. And to us, it was apparent that, you know, he had suffered, you know, some distress and everything while he was in the service, but he was stationed in Germany, you know, and back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we got his records, you know, and his DD-214, and we set him up with an appointment with one of the veteran organizations, and they went through it with all the information that we were able to gather for him, and they ran it through while they gave him a non-service connected disability. Well, that was well and good, except he was on Social Security disability for the last 10 years, which was more than he had made with non-service. So he wasn't eligible. Well, right now we're fighting and taking him all the way up to Washington, you know, and it's at the board up there, hoping that he'll hear, but they've had it. Yeah, see, 6 months now, when it's supposed to be adjudicated within 60 days, you know. So we don't know what the outcome, but we're hopeful that, you know, the additional information and facts we got him will help sway his case to his side, you know.
And I think that's wonderful. I've heard and I've read that states like California, for instance, are not only delaying cases, but and frequently denying benefits to veterans who are clearly qualified for service-related compensation. And for people who don't know the difference, what is the difference between pension and service-related compensation?
Well, a pension is something that a veteran gets, you know, after they reach a certain age, and they're disabilities are rated, you know, then they can take a pension, you know, and it's a set amount. And a compensation is for the degree of disabilities. You know, the veteran, the VA rates it. You get so much for leg wounds, you get so much for heart condition, you get so much for post-traumatic and TBI, you know, to a degree, how extensive it is. Are you able to work? You know, if you're not, you don't do good with the public. You know, they still want you to be able to function, you know, and not starve to death. But like you said, too, we ran into that so much, you know, with the VA process that you think you got a clear-cut case for the veteran, and they find something, you know, to deny it. You know,
now, my understanding is that there are quite a few veterans who don't even apply for benefits in the first place. Can you explain why, if you know why they wouldn't do that if they're entitled?
Sure, because, see, I was one of them. And I thought I was suffering from survivor's guilt, and that's what a lot of our vets are. Friends of theirs didn't make it back, you know, and why them and not me? Type of attitude, you know, so they don't think they deserve it, you know, they don't think they deserve it, especially when they take their first visit to a VA hospital and they see all the, you know, the casualties of war. You know, that was the experience I had at John Cochran when I first got back in 69, and I said, what am I doing here? I can walk, I can see, you know, but I didn't know, you know, over the years that the wounds I acquired in Vietnam and the mental stress and the TV, you know, traumatic post-traumatic stress disorder was working on me. you know, and so I turned down. I signed a waiver not to take any compensation. I said, those guys deserve it more than me. You know, and also the military, here's the biggest thing, does not tell the veterans, or didn't for a long time until they were forced to, that they could apply at the VA, you know,
that's
for further
horrible
medical treatment. Yes, you know, and we don't know if it was a collusion between the two that, well, if you don't say nothing to them, then we won't be overloaded, you know, type of attitude. But we're one of the organizations that says, you know, along with the other veteran organizations, that says, wait a minute, you know, we're going to help you. Now, here's another point. They flood you with so much paperwork that's repetitious that the veteran finally just gives up. You know, gives up and says, well, I got to fill all this out, and I can't remember dates or places or names. You know, and they had no place to go to help them do this. See, and that's what we do. We help them research, you know, and get the facts of where they were at, the incidents that happened. You know, we'll even go back for the after-action reports, you know, that are available because of the Freedom of Information Act to prove, yeah, they were in this area at that time, and this is the battle they were in.
Now, people who are veterans and who are looking to apply for the first time, it's free, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It costs nothing, you know, for them to come in, sit down and talk to us, explain that they got their DD-214 or any of their medical records, you know, bring them in, you know, and we'll go through them.
And as a matter of fact, I believe the law says that if you are applying for veterans benefits, it doesn't matter who applies, where you go to apply, it's free.
Right.
Whether you go to an attorney or whether you go to a veterans services office or whether you go to Veterans with Hope, there's no charge for that.
Right. Yeah, we don't. I mean, we, like I said, we, a lot of times staff here is dug in their own pocket to keep the doors open, you know, and to buy the things like the pens and stuff. That doesn't come out of any of the funds, you know, that we raise, you know, it's strictly for the veterans. You know, we use it for them, you know, to buy papers so we can make copies for them and to keep the phone bill paid so we can fax, you know, the information off for them and the computers, you know, so that they can research.
This is Von Carriker with Nick Brooks of Veterans with Hope on Show Me Common Sense, Missouri Grassroots Radio. The call-in number is 347-677-1835. Nick, you talked about all that you do for the veterans, and I don't think we can even scratch the surface of all you do for the veterans. Talk for a little bit about what you do for the veterans' families.
Well, for the veterans' families, we have a program called Peer Support, you know, and we try to educate them, you know, to take the guilt away from them that it's not their fault that their spouse is feeling the way they are, and try to give them hope, like our name says. You know,
yeah,
we want to give them hope that, you know, we can work through this, you know, and we have that book, like you said, Tears of a Warrior, and we let them discuss with each other. You know, we have three females on our staff. In fact, our president is a female, and our treasurer, and our PR person, and they're very adept, you know, with they all lived with veterans that went through this, you know, and so they know the experience, you know, and the frustrations of, you know, is it my fault? Why is he going off on the meatloaf, not having enough, you know, sauce on it, or, you know, what is it? Well, you know, it's not the meatloaf. It's something else that happened that triggered him that day, you know, and he's still fighting with it, you know, the demons. So we got to let the spouses know, you know, and then give them, you know, information, teach them what they need to do when this goes on, you know, that, you know, you can't save them, you know, to an extent. You know, you can't fix them, you know, support them, understand, you know, and then let the VA, because we encourage the veteran to register with the VA and get the psychiatric help, you know, and the medication that some of them need, you know, to help them live a tranquil existence.
I understand. Now, Nick, we have a caller. I'm going to let the caller step in. Caller, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia.
Do you have a question for Mr. Brooks, sir? And welcome.
Well, I just wanted to make him aware of me and to see if I can help with what he's doing. I'm a Vietnam era veteran standing in my truth, and I have a mission statement that I released back in 2008 called Veterans Uniting America. It's not a organization, it's simply a mission statement that will help people think about things every day to remember our fallen heroes, not just on certain days, but every single day, and take actions to get this country back on track in their remembrance.
Well, Hugh, I thank you very much, and if it's all right with you, Vonnie, I'd like to give them our phone number.
Absolutely. I was just going to
ask. Okay, our phone number is area code 573-756-4272.
See a little bit of information about me. If you just Google my name, it's Hugh, H-U-G-H.
Okay.
Last name is Carlson. That's T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N as in Nancy. There's various things on the internet. If you put a .com, there's a site that will come up, and if you click on historical articles, there's some interesting information on that, and one of the last items is a letter from President Obama to me related to the economy. And the mission statement I mentioned, when you Google my name, just look for an article entitled America's New Transformational Economy. There's an 18-page PDF file that can be downloaded from that, and it's the fifth item, Veterans Uniting America. It was launched over C-SPAN television on Memorial.
I'm sorry, I think I lost touch with Hugh. Thank you for calling. I apologize for that. It was a good call, sir. I appreciate
yes.
you calling in to help us here. Nick Brooks of Veterans with Hope. Nick, I hope that the two of you can get in touch with each other and maybe help each other, and that's really what we need.
Sure,
We have so many veterans. How many millions of veterans do we now have in the United States?
Oh, gosh. I think the last count we had was something like it was close to the billions, you know, that we have. And that's going from, you know, the ones we have left from the Second World War on through, you know. And like I said, we're open to all vets, you know, of all branches, and even our allies, you know, if they're here living in the States and they serve, you know, with our armed forces, you know, they're, we can help them.
I think it's remarkable that what is interesting to me is that veterans go to war. They do their jobs. They don't bring home that hatred, that there's no tendency to do that. And I've met plenty of veterans who are wonderful, wonderful, compassionate, warm, and helpful people, much like yourself, Nick. So
thank you.
I'm always impressed at what you do for other people. Before I let you go, let's talk about what other people can do to help Veterans with Hope. Now, besides money, and no one is saying don't give money.
Right.
Don't even misinterpret that. By all means, give as much money as you can. It is a great cause, a wonderful cause, and they do need the help. But I had a 16-year-old come to me this weekend and ask if he could volunteer. What could he do if he wanted to help Veterans with Hope?
Well, when we have our fundraisers and stuff, that he could be a part of it. You know, like this Country Days, you know, we need people to sit at the booth, you know, and basically because we're doing a 50-50, but the main thing, you know, that's nice. It'll help, but we want to give out our information, you know,
okay.
To the veterans and the people here, you know, and just basically make him aware, you know, that's what we need to do is talk to our young kids, get back the patriotism. You know, and the sacrifice that a lot of these vets have made, you know, and the spouses. You know, when a vet deploys, the spouse has to play both roles, you know, the father and the mother. You know, and I have a neat letter about the military spouse that was written years ago and everything that's required of her. You know, and that's when we had just the females, you know, when the military was all male. But make them aware, you know. And sure, this young man can contact us down here and let us know, you know, what he's doing, you know, what he's capable of doing. Because one of the things we want to do come September, or actually before then, is anybody that needs a ride to the polling places, you know, to vote in the primaries or the main
you
election.
Mean August. The August,
August
primaries?
Yes, right. August primaries. Let us know. You know, we'll get them rides there and take them home. You know, but exercise one of your rights that these veterans defended. You know, because a lot of people don't realize that when we go into the military, we give up a lot of the rights that we defend. You know, we can't put bumper stickers for our candidates on our vehicles. You know, when we're on active duty, we're not allowed to really show support for them publicly. You know, because, you know, our commander in chief, whether we voted for him or not, is still our commander in chief. Yeah, and we're actually serving America, not one individual.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well said.
Right. And like I said, you know, we volunteers, hey, we can put you to work. You know, answering the phone, you know, stuffing envelopes that we mail out to let people know. You know, we have a newsletter that comes out once a month. And if you'd like to subscribe to our newsletter, you know, it'll be on our website. Our website?
Yes.
Is Veterans with Hope, okay, and you go to Google, right, and then you get on there, Veterans with Hope, Inc., Home, is, you know, our website. And we also have an email, which is veteranswithhope@live.com.
Okay.
And so, you know, our phone number down here is 573-756-4272, and you know, where we're located, come in and see us. You know.
Now, Nick, I do want to say, if I'm not mistaken, I tried to email you at veteranswithhope@live.com, and I got a glitch. Is there a backup email?
Yes, you can send it to me on my own personal email,
okay,
which is nickbrooks47, all lowercase, at yahoo.com.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate that. Now, well, just to cover, Nick Brooks of Veterans with Hope. Ladies and gentlemen, besides money and books, because you are getting a lot of books now. Veterans love to read. They love their thrillers.
And they can take them home. You know, they can take them home with them. They don't have to sit down here and, you know, try to finish them. They can take them home and they finish them, bring them back. If not, pass them on.
And all of these books have been donated by volunteers. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And you can still take more.
Yes, we can.
Now,
always in the market for that.
I understand veterans like to fish. How are you on fishing equipment?
Well, we're outside of our own personal, you know, and most of us have like, you know, 6-7 fishing poles and umpteen tackle boxes.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we can use fishing gear, whether it's new or used. That's fine, you know, as long as you can put a hook on it and cast it. You know, our guys like to do that, you know, and, you know, so outside of the reading material, and if you have an old computer that still kind of runs, you know, and you want to donate it, we'll take it, because we want to expand our computer library also, you know, so that, you know, we'll have more, you know, available for the veteran. Yeah. But fishing gear, yes, they love fishing gear. You know, and if you have here's another suggestion. If you have a lake or a pond, you know, on your property, or you have a big field for hunting, a lot of our vets still like to hunt. You know, so that's something you could help us out with. You know, a place where they could come and fish and relax, and, you know, or a place where they can go hunting and, you know, just help them to get back into the flow of life is the main thing, you know, to realize that what they did, you know, for the years they were in was not wasted or unappreciated.
And I can tell you from my perspective and the perspective of my family, Nick, none of it was wasted and none of it goes unappreciated. And I know that for our listeners, this is also the case. Nick Brooks with Veterans with Hope. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Mr. Brooks, for bringing those wonderful stories and telling us more about an organization that hasn't been around very long but seems to have had a huge impact. We thank you for your time tonight.
Well, we appreciate you letting us be on to talk about something that's very dear and near to our hearts, you know, and that's our veterans.
Thank you very much. You are listening to Von Character at Missouri Grassroots Radio. This is Show Me Common Sense. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back to wrap up in just a minute.
Hey, free market capitalist Missouri business owners, show Missouri and the rest of the country what hardworking, successful entrepreneurship looks like by advertising your business on Missouri Grassroots Radio. Get your message out to liberty-loving citizens who want to support liberty-loving capitalists. Target this unique and widespread market with your business's unique and valuable products and services. Contact us at info@missourigrassrootscoalition.org for details.
For peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Hello, everyone. This is Von Character, and you're listening to Show Me Common Sense on Missouri Grassroots Radio Network. We just had a long and very interesting talk with Nick Brooks of Veterans with Hope. And if you want to reach out to Veterans with Hope and offer some volunteer services, some money, some books, some fishing gear, anything, the number is 573-756-4272. One of the last things that Mr. Brooks wanted us to mention was that Veterans with Hope does sponsor a free Thanksgiving dinner. No, it's a little early, but not too soon to be thinking about it. I love Thanksgiving turkey like everybody else. And that is open to anyone who doesn't have anywhere that they'd like to go that day, or if they just want to come down and socialize with some veterans and just share some of that holiday joy. If you want to be a part of that, or if you just want to go down there, give them a call at 573-756-4272. We're about to wrap up. It is Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day was inspired by our desire to pay tribute to our fallen heroes, the men and women of the armed forces. You know, there's a poem. It's called In Flanders Field. And I'm just going to read it briefly. We cherish, too, the poppy red that grows on fields where valor led. It seems to signal to the skies that blood of heroes never dies. Now, that poem was written in the early 20th century, perhaps the late 19th, and a woman named Moina Michael was inspired by that and came up with the idea to wear red poppies on Memorial Day in honor of the people who died serving this country during wartime. And she was the first one to wear it. And she sold poppies to all of her friends and coworkers, and the money went to benefit service members in need. And then later it was picked up in France, and it became a worldwide phenomenon. And now, in the weeks leading up to Memorial Day, if you go on any corner, if you go down by any store where a lot of people travel in and out during the day, you'll see people standing there or sitting at tables offering a poppy for whatever donation you can give. The artificial poppies were created in France because the real poppies, they tend not to last too long. Ladies and gentlemen, let's pay tribute to our fallen heroes. Make no mistake, anyone who puts on a uniform, takes up a gun, and goes out and gets killed by representing this nation is a hero. We will not politicize this holiday. They deserve our love. They deserve our respect. The soldier is someone who steps up because people like me don't have the courage to do it ourselves. I'm not going to crawl through a steaming jungle or trudge across a scorpion-infested 120-degree desert or freeze in a mountainous hellhole because I just don't have the courage. And I respect very deeply the courage of those who do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Memorial Day weekend. We will not politicize this holiday. We honor that sacrifice. Go out and honor those men and women who've fallen in service to this nation. I'm Von Character. I wish you health, happiness, and the benefit of all you've earned. I wish you peace of mind if you've lost a loved one, and I bid you good night.
God bless America, land of
Missouri Grassroots Radio is brought to you by the Missouri Grassroots Coalition, a cooperative of independent Missouri groups whose aim is to restore constitutional government. Visit us at MissouriGrassrootsCoalition.org, check out our Facebook page, and follow us on Twitter. You can contact us anytime at info@MissouriGrassrootsCoalition.org. God bless and keep you till next time we meet.
Radio.